Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, hello, everyone. This is Kiki Strickland, your matchmaker and dating coach, helping you find the love you've always dreamed of. And this is Dating Talk. I have been held by Ebony Magazine as one of the top black matchmakers in the country. I've been working with singles since 2006, providing introductions, date coaching, flirt nights, retreats in Martha's Vineyard, programs on married in 2 years or less, and meeting Mr. Right groups. If you would like to learn more about my programs, my services, or any events that I am holding, please check out my website at KikiStrickland.com. That's K-I-K-I Strickland.com. Now, today's show is on the abnormal, with the movie 50 Shades of Grey coming out for Valentine's Day this year, the book having done great in sales, very popular on the bestseller list. And then also I saw an Ebony article this month, January 2015, on fetishes. I decided to do my show on the abnormal issues in dating that may come up. Now, I want to talk about the Ebony article. It was called 4 Fun Fetishes to Play With in the Bedroom. And this is what the subtitle said: spanking, role-playing, and more round out expert Glamazon Taomi's list of playful fetishes to incorporate into the everyday sex life. The article goes on to talk about spanking, foot fetishes, worship of the hind parts, the butt. Role play talks about how you can, like I said, incorporate that, talk about that. The black community is not as open, the writer points out. In fact, he says, men predominantly practice fetishism, yet the subject is rarely spoken about among African-American men. Members of the black community are slowly beginning to become more open with discussing sexuality in open forums. But the omission of the topic of fetishism leaves many men feeling insecure about their desires. The average person rarely understands how objects or situations that hold no obvious sexual merit can sexually arouse some people. And because of this lack of understanding, he says, or she says, I'm not sure if this is a man or woman, many who live with fetishes tend to keep their desires a secret for fear of being judged harshly and rejected by their partners. So this is an article that was written January 2015 in the Love and Sex section of Ebony with the title of 4 Fun Fetishes to Play With in the Bedroom. And some of you have read 50 Shades of Grey. I must confess, I have not read it. I actually tried to listen to it on CD and got bored. Didn't get past the first few chapters and gave up. Because for me at the time, this was a couple of years ago, I felt like Zane was a lot more exciting and held your interest a lot more than that particular book did. I may give it another try now that the movie is coming out, but I definitely wanted to talk about this topic because many of you out there come to me with your dating experiences, your questions, your concerns. And while I have not had anyone come to me about an abnormal sexual fantasy or situation, I myself actually experienced a situation with a previous boyfriend. So I understand what can happen and how you may feel going through it, the confusion, doubt, uncertainty that comes along with finding out that the person that you are dating may desire something that you are uncomfortable with. So we're going to talk about that tonight, today. And I will start with the definition of freak. Sometimes we joke about somebody being a freak and we say it in fun and in jest. But according to the Urban Dictionary, the definition of the word freak is a person who likes to do kinky stuff in bed or, it says, have sex a lot, meaning an abnormal amount. I also did a little research and I found the word paraphilia. Now, the definition in a regular definition, dictionary says that paraphilia, P-A-R-A-P-H-I-L-I-A, is a type of mental disorder characterized by a preference or obsession with unusual sexual practices, such as pedophilia, sadomasochism, or exhibitionism. So, I mentioned, the article mentioned, bondage, fetishes, which are not that uncommon, apparently. Role play and spanking. So those are just a few ways that a person might be not normal in the bedroom. And if you find anything uncomfortable, then it would be abnormal maybe for you, even if it's normal for other people. Now, I mentioned my situation, and I guess it would be easiest to start with that, what I went through. So I met this guy. He actually came to one of my events. This was quite a few years ago. I'm married now. But I was single then, and I met this guy at one of my events. He sent me an email after the event thanking me for it, giving a few insights on what he learned at it. And then he ended it by saying, "And you're pretty attractive too," or something like that, kind of like a little flirtatious comment at the end. I was getting ready to have a party, and I decided, I remembered him because there were only a few guys at that event. I decided to invite him to the event, and he came. And shortly after that, we started dating. Everything was going fine. He was a great guy, very nice, great career, six-figure salary, handsome, great relationship with his parents. Everything seemed to be going very well, but I did notice that he would comment on my pedicures. If I got one, he noticed right away, and he would say, "Oh, I really like the color of your polish." It wasn't too noticeable because a lot of men just walking down the street had mentioned or would come up to me and say something about my feet being pretty or me having nice-looking toes. And, of course, the movie Boomerang always springs to mind when you talk about feet and women having beautiful feet. So, anyway, the guy became my boyfriend, and my boyfriend at the time mentioned it a lot, and I always noticed that he would be staring at my feet. So, finally, one day I just came out and asked him if he had a foot fetish, and he didn't hesitate. He didn't lie. He said yes. And I remember at the time that it kind of threw me because I didn't really know what a foot fetish was. I was just kind of joking, and I really didn't expect him to say yes, admit to it. And I remember when I got home that night, I started doing some research on the computer, just trying to find out exactly what it would entail. What did that mean? And I think I asked him at the time what it meant, and he didn't really say much at the time. So it bothered me, though. The more that I researched it and found out different things, different websites, I decided that I should talk to my sister about it. I have an older sister that I value her input, value her opinion. So I had a brief conversation with her about it. She told me to ask him more questions to find out, you know, if it was something to be concerned about. And we both didn't know at that point how deep his fetish went. So her advice was really good to actually talk more, and this is what I would encourage you to do, to find out more from the person about what it is that they find enjoyable about that particular thing, how it started, if they know, and to get more clarity on what it will mean for the both of you. So anyway, I thought that I could deal with it. In fact, I even got a little bit into it myself. The more that I found out, however, the weirder it got for me and the more I started to feel uncomfortable. And I won't go into too much detail. I will just say little by little more came out about his fetish and what it meant and what he needed. And though I had initially thought that I could handle it, the more I learned, the more I felt, no, this is not something that I feel is normal. This is not something that I even believe he should desire. And I don't think that I can participate in it. So that's all I will say about my experience in this public forum that anybody can hear. But basically, what we are talking about today are the things that may feel not quite right or not quite comfortable for you. I did find a couple of blogs out there where people were asking questions that were similar to mine. I found one where a woman said, this was the title of the post, he's kinky, she's vanilla. Is the relationship doomed? M and low, sex, love, and everything in between. Your call. He's kinky, she's vanilla. Is the relationship doomed? And the woman said in her post, asking a question to M and low, I recently started dating a wonderful man. He's smart, interesting, handsome, and the sex has been delightful. But there's a giant black elephant in the room, which is his propensity towards BDSM. She says that he hasn't really told her a lot about it, but I know that I am not into whatever he's into. She says, for example, humiliation, manipulation, extreme bondage, violent spankings, etc. He's brought it up a few times as something that he engages in as a significant part of his sexuality. She goes on to say that, I'm definitely not that girl. I can't imagine enjoying anything about it. And then she describes a little bit of what she likes in bed, how she can be playful or just silly. She wants to give equal to her partner. But she says, I do not want to dominate or be submissive. Humiliation and manipulation, feelings of powerlessness, or to be at someone else's mercy. The thought, frankly, terrifies me, and being scared does not turn me on. So, she says, is this relationship doomed? The more that I think about how this is an integral part of his sexuality, the more upset I get and want to run away. She says that we've been pretty much having vanilla sex right now, and it's been good, but not great for either of us. For me, I think it's because I'm perpetually wondering if he's going to do something that makes me feel ill at ease or put me in a position where I will feel scared or somehow terrorized. I know that's what he wants, and I feel like my unwillingness to engage in BDSM means I'm robbing him of his desires. Should I break up with him? I'm definitely not the girl who will satisfy this for him. So that was her question to the group, and she got a variety of responses. Some people were saying, well, why don't you just try it and see how it goes? Other people said, run as fast as you can, get out of it. You'll never be able to satisfy him that way. Some people gave examples of their own relationship, how they want bondage or to be submissive and their partner won't do it, and how much it hurts them, how much it makes them wish they hadn't gotten married to that person. There was a variety of answers. I found something else online that said, I didn't think this was Cosmo, and it said, 11 ways to tell your partner that you're kinky. So they go on to give you advice on how to bring up these things if you actually are the one who wants to do something that others may consider abnormal or not the norm. And one of the things that they say is, know that it is okay if someone just isn't into your kinks. Sometimes a partner is just not ready to go there with you. If so, then you need to decide, are these kinks essential to me? Sex is a core part of a relationship, but it's not always the most important part. It is perfectly okay to decide to put your kinks on the shelf in order to preserve an otherwise great relationship. If your kinks are necessary to you, it might be worth booking a few sessions with a kink-friendly therapist to talk things out. If you believe that no kink is a deal breaker for you and you might be sexually incompatible, then it might be time to open the relationship or to end it. So that's the kind of advice that magazines like Cosmo are giving people. I found a couple of other things that, let's see, DearWendy.com. It says, I'm not into kink enough for my fiancé. This person was getting ready to get married, but they really weren't sure if they should go through with the wedding because they knew that they were not pleasing their boyfriend, fiancé, the way that he wanted them to in an abnormal way. Another one said, I love my boyfriend, but he's not nearly as kinky as I am. Is there any hope for us? So I said all that just to say you might be the one who's actually involved in something that is weird or not quite acceptable to the masses, or that's considered a fetish. What do you do if that's the case? Or what do you do if you are in love with somebody and you suddenly find out that they want to do this thing that they have, this desire or this fantasy that they want to have you participate in is something that you're not quite comfortable with? What do you do? Well, like the article said, you can seek out counseling if you decide that you want to stay. In the case with my boyfriend who had the foot fetish, I did require that he go to counseling when it got to the point that I learned a specific thing about it that I thought was very, very off, and I felt that he needed to talk with somebody about it. So he, because he wanted to keep the relationship with me, decided that, yes, he would go to counseling. And he did find a kink-friendly therapist, which I had a problem with, because since I did not feel like it was normal, and the therapist said that it was okay for him and his partner, if the partner agreed to participate in that, the therapist basically said that whatever the two people in the relationship decide is going to be okay is okay. Having a relationship with the Lord as I do, I did not agree with that. And I decided that I did not want to stay in that relationship with that going on. But if you do not feel that type of conviction from your relationship with your higher power, then maybe getting counseling will help and you will be able to stay. Talk openly with the person about your feelings. And once you decide whether you're going to stay or go, let your decision be known. If you are deciding to leave, leave immediately. Do not go back and forth. Do not waver. Do not play around with it. Just go and maintain your decision. Sometimes when you're feeling lonely, sometimes when that pain sets in, you want to go back. And you can convince yourself, well, it wasn't that bad. He was a good guy. Maybe I should have just continued. Don't go back. If you decide to leave, make sure you stick to your decision. Do not share or gossip about it with others. Keep that information a secret, especially with people who met him or who know him. It is not fair to the other person to share that kind of intimate details with other people. Now, you may need to get counseling. Like I said, I went to my sister about it, but I also know that she is one that can keep secrets and does not believe in gossiping with other people about that type of stuff, anything that is private. And you also want to pray for the situation. If you are confused about what to do, ask for guidance. If you also decide to stay, then try to give the person understanding. Equip yourself with as much information about it as you can get. And also remember that what you find online may not necessarily be true for the person that you're dealing with. There are different levels to different things. Even with mental disorders, there are different levels and different types. And everybody does not have the same symptoms. And it's the same way with an abnormal dating issue or a fetish. Everybody does not have the same desires, even if they have that same fetish. So you need to find out from the person directly what it is exactly that they want. Don't assume that because you're reading up on this and you find out a lot of people like this when they like this fetish, don't assume that your person likes that unless they tell you. And what if it's you? What if you're the one? Get help if you feel convicted. And talk to somebody that you trust. There are many sexual therapists, sex therapists out there, and you can do some research on some in your area. Or if you don't want the person to be in your area, you want someone far away that you can get counseling with through phone or Skype or some other method, then by all means, research that and find someone good. If you want to talk with me about something or an experience that you've had, I am available. I am a relationship coach and a dating coach certified, so I may be able to help you, and if not, I can refer you to someone who can. The main thing is to not deal with these things alone, but to find people that can help you. And as women, I know that we do need someone that we can talk with. So if not your older sister like I had, if not your best friend who you trust to keep secrets, then find someone outside of your circle or even a forum that may be talking about these things. You can always be anonymous and share some things and get other people's perspective that way as well. So the movie will be out on Valentine's Day, which is in a few weeks. And I'm not sure how they have portrayed things in the movie, if they have stayed true to the book or not. And I don't really even know how the book ends. I think that she does not stay with him. But then there's a part two and a part three, so I'm not sure how that all works out. But just know that movies and television are not real life, that what you're going through might be a totally different experience. So you can't really take what other people say about the book or movie as gospel. And like I said, if you feel uncomfortable with something, you do not have to stay. You can always leave. I hope this has been helpful. Again, you can contact me at info@kikistrickland.com. That's I-N-F-O, info, like information, at kikistrickland.com, K-I-K-I, Strickland. I know that people deal with all kinds of things out there, and like I said before, if you don't have anyone that you can talk to, please contact me. I am willing to meet with you for a consultation. I even have a Skype and Tango account for that very purpose. So don't hesitate to ask me a question or reach out in some manner. All right, stay tuned for more topics on Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland, and happy dating.